The moment everyone looks to the chaplain may be the very moment the chaplain is running low. Presence under pressure is not about becoming unaffected. It is about staying grounded enough to care without losing contact with your own limits.
And in a corporate setting, that pressure can build quietly. You move from a difficult employee conversation to a leadership consultation, then into a crisis response. What helps a chaplain notice the strain before it shapes the next encounter?
CRN's chaplain self-care research points us toward the whole person. We can check six dimensions: physical, emotional, cognitive, behavioral, relational, and spiritual. These are not boxes to perfect. They are practical places to notice what is carrying strain and what needs support.
So the check can be simple. What is happening in my body? What emotion am I carrying? Is my thinking clear or narrowed? What habits are showing up? Who am I connected to? What is happening in my sense of meaning, faith, or purpose?
Exactly. Awareness creates choice. A chaplain may realize, for example, that fatigue is physical, irritability is emotional, and replaying a conversation is cognitive. Skipping lunch may be behavioral. Withdrawing from trusted people touches the relational dimension, and feeling disconnected from purpose may be spiritual.
Let's put that into the field. An employee tells a corporate chaplain that a sudden restructuring has left them overwhelmed. They are not sleeping, they cannot focus, and they are afraid of losing their job. The chaplain listens, helps the employee slow the moment down, and clarifies what support is available.
The chaplain does not diagnose the employee or provide treatment. They assess immediate safety within their role, explain confidentiality and its limits, and refer when the concern calls for clinical care, an employee assistance program, crisis support, or another qualified resource.
Then, after the conversation, the chaplain also tends to their own response. Maybe they take 3 quiet minutes, drink water, document what is appropriate, consult according to policy, and connect with a supervisor or trusted peer without sharing unnecessary details.
That brief reset is not selfish, and it is not a reward saved for the end of the week. It protects the quality of the next conversation. Sustainable presence comes from small, repeated practices before, during, and after demanding care.
It also means knowing when your usual practices are not enough. If stress keeps disrupting sleep, concentration, relationships, daily habits, or spiritual grounding, reaching out for appropriate support is part of responsible chaplaincy.
Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, frames self-care as part of readiness for service. The goal is not constant calm. The goal is honest awareness, wise boundaries, dependable connection, and timely referral.
Before your next round, pause and ask, what needs attention across the six dimensions? And what is one concrete step I can take now? Sustaining others begins with staying present to them, and staying present to yourself.